This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The new Pandemic Market Volatility Assistance Program is helping dairy farmers who suffered during the pandemic. Here with more details on the new program, Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, this has been welcome news for dairy farmers.
Yes, this was an announcement in the recent weeks from USDA that they are going to share about $350 million with fluid milk handlers, and ultimately that money will go to farmers who are most affected by the problems we had with the Class 1 formula last year. If you recall, Bill, what happened was that when USDA, during the height of the pandemic, went into the market and it started buying up a lot of cheese in particular, it caused some distortions in the federal order of classified prices, and it resulted in less money going to farmers in Class 1 markets than they might have seen otherwise in a more normal marketing environment. So what's going to happen now is that USDA later this year, it's not something that's going to happen in the next few weeks, but later in the fall, they will be providing money back ultimately down to farmers affected by some of the challenges with the Class 1 fluid milk mover formula. So this is something that we have asked USDA to do. We're still working with them on the implementation details, and there's a lot more to come on this as we get closer to it. But the bottom line is it's good news. It's over $300 million. It's not the entirety of what we were expecting, and so we're now going to be also working with Congress to see if there's some other ways we can make up for the funding shortfall that resulted last year.
We hear a lot about the relief aid, and dairy is included in that, but it's nice to hear specific to dairy farmers getting aid like this, along with the dairy donation program. What's been the latest with that?
So last week, the USDA also announced the details of this new dairy donation program, which goes into effect now. And this is an opportunity, particularly when you see times of relative surplus or a bit of excess production, such as maybe during the spring flush or the summer months, that processors can basically be compensated for taking some of that product and then processing it and turning it over to charitable feeding organizations and food banks. So this is going to be funded to the tune of $400 million, Bill. It's money that was also in a COVID-related pandemic legislation that was enacted last year. NMPF worked closely with USDA to ensure that this new dairy donation program helps cover additional costs, such as processing and transportation, because otherwise, if there aren't the right financial incentives in there, no one's going to use it. But we think that this will be an attractive way for processors, including farmer-owned cooperatives, to take their milk and then make it into a variety of products. It's not just fluid milk, but things like butter and cheese are also eligible. And then they can take these products and make certain that the products ultimately are given to food banks and others who help serve the food insecure population here in the U.S.
That proved to be very positive and successful of what they did during COVID.
Yes, this dairy donation program, in a lot of respects, is the replacement for the Farmers to Families Food Box program, which you will recall last year was something that helped dairy and a variety of other commodities as well. That program ended under the Biden administration, but now we have this new dairy donation program, which provides a significant amount of funding specifically for the dairy category. And that's why this will be a useful tool that ultimately will benefit farmers as well as consumers who need these products.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate.
Former Hurricane Ida making Category 4 intensity on Sunday in Louisiana.
Here we are just a couple of days post Hurricane Ida, and we're going to be talking about Ida and what damage was done across the Central Gulf Coast region for a long time.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
It's too early for many agricultural reports coming in from the hardest hit areas. We know that there has been catastrophic damage across southeastern Louisiana, and some of the damage and power outages extend into southwestern Mississippi.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.